A fly that caused devastation for American agriculture in the 1960s is making a reappearance and moving closer to the United States border. For WNAX, I'm Ella Stiefvater. We were joined by Julia Herman, DVM, and National Cattlemen's Beef Association beef specialist to learn more about the New World screwworm fly.
So this is something that's on everybody's radar right now. New World screwworm, what happens is the females will lay eggs in open wounds, and what they do is they dig into the living tissue, not the dead tissue. But it doesn't affect just cattle. It affects all warm-blooded animals, so humans, dogs, cats, other livestock species. So this could be very widespread if it gets up into the U.S. Right now, it's being contained in Mexico, but there are a lot of reasons why we should be concerned and be preparing for something, for an incursion, because those flies keep moving north. NCBA has done a lot of really great communication with USDA and other organizations to try to understand the breadth of this threat, but we have a lot of great resources on the NCBA website so that you can go and understand what this pest will do, the devastation that could happen, but also things that we can prepare. One of the biggest things is working with your veterinarian. Have that really good relationship with them. Understand what might need to happen if this New World screwworm gets into the States. It is a foreign animal disease, so we will have to go through investigations. But starting with that really good relationship with your herd veterinarian is a good first step.
So if producers see the flies or they have open wounds, they think something might be considered New World screwworm fly, what should they do?
Call their veterinarian. I think that's the number one thing to do. We want to take these larvae or the little grubs and test them to make sure we know what species they are. But we really want to identify this as quickly as possible. It's like with any other health event. So if something looks abnormal, producers need to be confident in calling their veterinarian or calling the state veterinarian and reporting it. We need to stay on the front end of this.
That's Julia Herman, DVM, a beef specialist with NCBA. I'm Ella Stiefvater for WNAX.